Are you ready for a truly challenging question? Is your company spending 5, 10, or even 25 times more than necessary just to stay competitive? For years, the metric that drove marketing decisions was singular: customer acquisition cost, CAC. We focused on finding the cheapest way to get a new customer through the door. It made sense when the market was simpler, and it remains a key indicator for any emerging brand. But here's where the story gets complicated. An obsession with a low CAC can be a major flaw in your growth model. Here's why. The hidden cost of CAC obsession. Focusing hyper-specifically on KC creates an immediate gratification trap. It prioritizes short-term gains, getting the sale now, while masking deeply rooted long-term issues in profitability and customer value. This is a critical problem when we consider the rising cost of merely participating in the market. Data shows that customer acquisition costs have risen significantly, increasing by 60% to 75% for many B2B and B2C businesses over the last 5 years. You are fighting a more expensive battle every day, which demands a more sophisticated strategy. It's time to realize that the most sustainable, profitable growth doesn't come from the initial transaction. It comes from the relationship that follows. The true benchmark of success is not how cheaply you acquire a customer, but how much value you can get from them over time. This foundational shift from a single acquisition event to an ongoing compounding relationship is precisely why we need to move beyond simple cost calculations and adopt a framework that focuses on cyclical returns. Decoding the loop, acquisition is just the first spin. To understand this shift, we have to acknowledge that the traditional marketing playbook is broken. The classic marketing funnel, with its straight path from awareness to purchase, is a relic of an old era. It's a one-way street that treats the customer journey as ending at the sale, effectively abandoning the vast potential of post-purchase value. Funnels leak, leads go cold, and the valuable data created in the process is rarely utilized to improve the next campaign. Today's buyer journey does not follow a straight line. Think about the dramatic change in how people search for information. The emergence of AI overviews and large language models, LLMs, means that buyers are conducting extensive research before ever landing on your website. They are informed, pre-qualified, and often skip the early awareness stages entirely. The impact is undeniable. Data shows that roughly 60% of Google searches today end in a zero-click outcome. This is when a user gets their answer immediately on the search engine results page without having to navigate to any follow-up source of information. This means buyers are getting answers directly from AI, which dramatically reduces top-of-funnel web traffic. Your goal is no longer just to be ranked, it is to be cited as the trusted source. So how do you adapt to a world where top-of-funnel is shrinking and costs are rising? You adopt loop marketing. We're moving past the static funnel and even accelerating the concept of the flywheel, which introduced the idea of customer momentum. The loop is the dynamic, continuous system where every single customer action, from a purchase to a service ticket, generates data that makes the next acquisition and retention effort smarter, faster, and cheaper. This is the critical transition you have to make, moving from seeing marketing as a series of separate, distinct campaigns that end with a single transaction to an integrated, cyclical system. It's built on a constant flow of data and effort. Express stage, tailor stage, amplify stage, evolve stage. Acquisition is merely the first spin. The profitability lies in keeping the wheel turning. Key loop metrics you're missing. If CAC is the only financial metric you review, you are flying blind. We need to introduce the metrics that truly quantify the health and momentum of your loop. Customer lifetime value, CLTV. The real benchmark of profitability. It is time to challenge the customer acquisition cost metric directly. To evaluate your financial health and the efficiency of your marketing efforts, you have to calculate the LTV, CAC ratio. The industry standard for a healthy, sustainable business model is a ratio of at least 3:1, meaning every customer should generate 3 times the revenue it costs to acquire them. For example, a $1,000 CAC is a sustainable investment if your LTV is $3,000. Anything less than that is a failure. If your LTV-CAC ratio is 1:1, for example, you're not making any profit. You're just covering your expenses. That's not good enough. This is an unsustainable business model disguised as successful growth. Instead, for this ratio to make sense, we have to define customer lifetime value, CLTV, not just by the customer's initial spend, but by the recurring, predictable revenue they generate throughout the entire relationship. This is the enduring value that powers the loop. Crucially, maximizing CLTV is primarily a retention play, not an acquisition one. The financial upside of customer loyalty is staggering. Research consistently shows that increasing customer retention rates by just 5% can increase profits by 25% to 95%. This underscores the power of the loop model. Retention is the most efficient form of acquisition. Net Promoter Score, NPS, quantifying organic growth and referral power. The Net Promoter Score, NPS, is often dismissed as a simple customer satisfaction metric, but it is much more powerful. It is the ultimate proxy for future acquisition cost reduction. NPS quantifies how many brand advocates, promoters, who score 9 to 10, you have working for you for free. These are the people who reduce your CAC by generating organic, high-trust referrals. Companies with the highest net promoter scores in their industries do not just feel good. They achieve tangible financial results, growing revenue an average of 2.5 times faster than their competitors. Promoters are the lifeblood of a healthy loop. They are not only brand advocates, but also your most valuable customers, proving to be financially superior across the board. Promoters are 4.2 times more likely to make repeat purchases and often stay with a company 50% longer than detractors or passives. A high NPS is a leading indicator of an efficient, well-oiled loop. Churn rate, understanding why the loop breaks. If CLTV measures the value you gain, the churn rate measures the value you lose. It is the critical countermetric to retention, essentially measuring the leak in your flywheel or loop. High churn is the clearest sign that acquisition spend is being poured into a leaky bucket, quickly wasting all your efforts. You can leverage the NPS framework here to manage churn. Detractors, those who score 0-6, are a major risk for negative word of mouth and high churn. Your customer service insights, collected at the moment of a complaint, have to flow directly back to your marketing team to fix messaging problems in the express stage and tailor stage that led to that problem in the first place. By proactively managing detractors, you stabilize your churn rate and protect your CLTV. Strategies for optimizing your loop. How do you actively improve these critical metrics? By executing the four stages of the loop marketing playbook, fostering retention, the express and tailor stages in action. The key to a high CLTV is implementing robust customer success initiatives. This team should not be viewed merely as a service center, but as a proactive retention engine. The tailor stage of the loop makes this initiative data-driven. Using a unified customer relationship management CRM system, you can identify customers with low product usage, a leading indicator of churn risk. Instead of waiting for them to leave, you proactively deliver contextually relevant training or support. This means sending a specific tutorial or offering a one-on-one session tailored to their exact behavior, not a generic mass email. Remember that LLM traffic, those highly informed buyers, expects this high degree of personalization. Data shows that traffic that comes from large language models, LLMs, converts 4.4 times better than traditional search traffic. This high-intent customer base expects immediate personalized value delivery post-sale. True data-driven personalization goes far beyond using a customer's first name. Contextual relevance means your website and email CTAs change based on their real-time intent signals, such as viewing your upgrade page 3 times this week. That behavior warrants an immediate, personalized upsell offer, not a standard product newsletter. Leveraging referral programs, the amplify stage in action. Your high NPS promoters are the key to reducing your long-term customer acquisition costs. The highest value new customers are, almost without fail, referrals from satisfied clients. The amplify stage ensures your message reaches these valuable prospects where they are spending their time. Today, that means a strategic shift to AI engine optimization, AEO. Because so many searches are answered by AI, amplification is less about simply buying ads and more about being discoverable and trusted in an AI world. AEO is the practice of structuring your content, using clear, verifiable facts, direct questions, and authoritative sources, so that AI models, like Google SGE, see you as the most trusted source, and cite you in their answers. This is the new cost-efficient referral engine. The continuous improvement engine, the evolve stage. Finally, the evolve stage is the operational key to keeping CAC low by making every effort more efficient. This stage utilizes real-time AI modeling to move past quarterly reports. It allows you to predict campaign outcomes, instantly track live performance, and optimize tactics in motion. When AI identifies a sudden dip in engagement or a surge in clicks, you react instantly, not next month. This feeds insights immediately back to the Express and Tailor stages, creating a self-improving system. The result is higher loop velocity, the number of experiments you can run and learn from each month, which directly leads to cheaper, more effective campaigns and a massive advantage over competitors still relying on guesswork. Future-proofing your growth. Sustainable growth is not about finding the cheapest customer. It is about maximizing their long-term value and cultivating a self-sustaining ecosystem. You must shift your focus from short-term CAC to the compounding metrics that quantify enduring profitability, CLTV, NPS, and churn. A strong, data-fed loop creates a continuous competitive advantage that is difficult for rivals to copy because it is built on proprietary customer data and a culture of rapid learning velocity. This systematic approach future-proofs your business, making it resilient to rising acquisition costs, evolving privacy rules, and the continuous advancement of AI. The time to stop chasing new customers at any cost is now. The time to start measuring and investing in the cyclical value of your best customers is today. To build a predictable, self-accelerating engine for growth optimized for the AI era, you need full adoption of the Loop Marketing Framework. This is the data-driven methodology that ensures your growth is not only fast, but fundamentally sustainable. If you are ready to implement this modern strategy and transform your metrics, partner with an organization that pioneers this methodology, like Aspiration Marketing. What does it take to start your loop?